7 bad habits that can destroy your happiness and success.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. And today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Today, I want to share with you 7 habits that I believe, and they're bad habits, by the way, that I believe can absolutely destroy your success, your momentum, your inspiration, and your happiness. And I'm going to share with you at the end of this podcast, I'm going to share with you a special bonus. It's something that I think is very, very important that most people don't talk about, but I'm going to share it with you. Hey, I want to remind you to be sure and subscribe to us on YouTube. Because when you subscribe to us on YouTube, your name is automatically included in our monthly drawing where we're giving away 3 manifesting accelerators. I don't care what you're trying to manifest. The accelerator will help it happen faster because it activates your subconscious mind. Okay, be sure and subscribe and click the bell icon as well. Hey, here we go. Are you ready? 1, not having clear intentions and goals. This is the absolute worst habit of all. You see, without a clear picture, without a clear roadmap of your desires, and I'm not talking about your ego desires. I'm talking about your deep down desires. I was recently working with a gentleman who said, well, I'm in the life insurance business. And I said, really? And he said, yeah, I'm doing pretty well at it, but I've always had a dream of opening up my own business. What kind of business? Well, he didn't really know. So we went back to when he was a kid, and I said, you know, do you remember what you wanted to do? Come on, when you were a kid, you didn't want to grow up and be a life insurance agent, did you? Was that your goal? You know, most kids want to be a fireman or an astronaut or something like that. And he said, well, I always wanted to be a baker. Really? He said, I loved baking donuts with my gram. Interesting. You know, oh, yeah, we would roll them in the powdered sugar. And I said, okay. So lo and behold, we spent about 6 months getting some specialized research and knowledge under his belt, and he opened up his own bakery. Cupcakes, donuts, all the fun things in life, you know, all the high carbohydrate stuff. But anyway, he opened up his own bakery. He's doing absolutely fantabulous at it, and that's because now he has a clear intention and clear goals. And he saw himself, you know, back in the day when he was a kid with his grandma making donuts, and he kind of transferred that picture into the future. And he's doing exactly what makes him happy. Isn't that what it's about? Doing what makes you happy. I mean, seriously, being happy with your life is the most important thing you can focus on. So what is it that makes you happy? Who do you want to spend the rest of your life with? What do you want to do with the rest of your life? Where do you want to live? What kind of activities do you want to participate in? And if you don't have clear intentions and goals, that's a bad, 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 bad habit. And you need to change that. You need to sit down with a pencil and paper and start going back in time to the things that made you happy, and then transferring them into the present and future. 2, unable to make quick, concise decisions. I found that for years I worked with top-level business owners, executives, marketing managers, and the people that could make a quick decision were the people that were the most successful. They'd read something over, they'd look it over, they'd weigh the facts, and then they'd say, let's do it. I'm on it. Let's get started. But people that hem-haw, oh, I don't know, maybe I can always bring it back to the store, I'm not sure I want to do this, I don't know if I want... See, here's the deal. If you can't make a quick decision about your life, you don't know what you want for your life. Did I just say that? I did. If you cannot make a quick decision for your life, then you really don't know what you want for your life. Be clear about what you want. Be clear about your desires. That's why number one is clear intentions and goals. Because number two is getting rid of these bad habits. See, the more active, proactive, positive decisions you can make every day, the more effective you're going to be, the more opportunities you're going to awaken. It's like you're shaking the universe and all the gold coins are falling out of the tree, so to speak. Well, number three is not asking for help. Remember, I was talking about my baker friend. When we talked about the fact that he really didn't want to be a life insurance agent, he wanted to be a baker and own his own shop, we had to get specialized help. We had to go to other bakeries. So I suggested that he find where he wanted to open his bakery and then talk to bakers in other non-competitive areas. And he wrote letters, he sent emails, he got information. And that gave him the specialized knowledge to do what he needed to do. Otherwise, he would have just been in the dark. I mean, he would have just rented a building and an oven and started making donuts. And that isn't how you do it. There's a lot to it. Believe me, I'm absolutely overwhelmed at how, I don't know, I don't want to say difficult, but maybe it is for some people, how intricate it is to have a bakery. And you have different things cooking at different times, at different rates, speeds, and heats. Oh, it's crazy. Anyway, so he spent 6 months asking people for help. One of the worst bad habits you can have is not asking for help, because there are people all over the place that want to help you. They want to give you advice. They want to share their experience with you. Why not take it? Most of the time it's free. And yeah, there are specialized courses and classes and things that you can do. But most of the time, there are people that have been where you want to go that are happy to share their knowledge and their expertise with you. Number four, another bad habit, talking negative about yourself. There's no reason to ever talk negative about yourself, ever. I mean, think about it. This is you. You were created by the infinite universe, by God, by light, by spirit. You were created from a perfect energy. Therefore, your soul, your spirit, who you really are, is always perfect. Now, I'm not saying your ego is perfect. I'm not saying your actions are perfect. I'm not saying your fears and doubts and apprehensions are perfect. But who you really are is perfect, because you were created by perfection. And so there's never an upside to talking negative about yourself. There's never a positive side to it.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Okay, number five, cutting corners. I believe, and I know some of you are going to get angry at this, but I'm going to say it anyway. If you want to get more out of life, you have to give more. You give to receive. And some people say, well, that's wrong, Robert. You should never give to receive. Why? If you go into a car dealership and you give them your credit card, or you give them your financial information, or you give them a pile of cash, aren't you giving to receive? When you go into the grocery store, don't you give them money and then they give you the groceries? You spend your whole life giving to receive. So give more of who you are, of what you are, of your knowledge, of your expertise, of your experience. Give more time. Never cut corners. Shoot for excellence in everything you do. Number 6, not giving back. What I mean by not giving back is, if you've been blessed with incredible success, then give to those who haven't been. Give to those who are still struggling. We were talking about this summer taking on an intern or two because we want to give back. We want young people, people in high school, people in junior high, people in middle school, but people in college as well, to learn about self-empowerment and the law of attraction. Because it's one of the most important things you can teach, and it's not being taught in the schools. It's not being taught by most parents. So we want to give back. You know, look, we can't help everybody that has a cry for help. I mean, we wish we could. But, you know, we run a business, Law of Attraction Solutions, LLC. It's a corporation. But we're here to give back to our community, to our family, to our country, to our society, to our world. And we want you to do the same thing. When you give, you receive. So freely you have received, freely you should give. Okay, there we go. Not having a plan of learning. That's a bad, bad habit. People go to work, they come home, they eat dinner. Maybe they watch a football game. Maybe they watch television. They may read the newspaper. They may watch a movie. But they're not allocating time to learn new information that will empower their life. If you are not on a regular diet of learning in today's world, you will be a dinosaur in 5 years. I mean, it's sad. It's absolutely sad to see people younger than me, but still kind of within my generation, and they don't know how to do this. Well, I've never done this before, and I don't know how to do that. Look, I don't purport to be a tech expert, but I do the very best I can to learn and keep up to speed, because that's my business. And the only way you can stay relevant in this world is to be up to speed on the latest technology and the latest ideas and concepts as well. Okay, I have a bonus for you. I want to remind you to go to lawofattractionsolutions.com, claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Let's find out. That 30 minutes is really designed to find out what a mentoring program can do for you. Okay, bonus. The worst bad habit of all. Are you ready? Not taking the time to change your subconscious mind and erasing your limiting beliefs. I can't do it. I won't do it. I'm too tall. I'm too fat. I'm too old. I'm too bald. I've got too much hair. I'm a male. I'm a female. I'm a she-male. I don't know what the hell I am. I am something, but I am not right. I am too stupid. I'm too smart. I am overqualified. I'm underqualified. All of those are limiting beliefs. I want you in this year, at this time in your life, to consider changing your subconscious mind and those limiting beliefs. Give them up right now. Give them up right now. You don't need them. They no longer serve you. They limit your joy. They limit your happiness. They limit your potential. They limit your success. Okay, folks, I shared with you 7 bad habits plus a bonus. We are out of here. We're out of time, but we'll be back tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening, and be sure and subscribe on iTunes and YouTube. Bye-bye.